We Were, where we revisit the past to understand how the ebb and flow of popular culture shapes the way we are. Only on The Podcaster.
And we are officially in 2024. A very warm welcome to the very first episode of The Way We Were. This is Reema, and I hope this new year is wonderful and beautiful and abundant and full of joy for all of you. I spent my New Year Eve watching Deepa Bhatia's very insightful Amazon series, First Act. And it made me remember a lot of child stars who made it big when they were small, but kind of forgot to twinkle when they grew up. And what remained with me after watching the series is Sarika, who used to be a huge child star. And she recalls in the series that as a child star, she was once forced to walk barefoot, scalding hot railway tracks, take after take after take. And she was stressed and traumatized, and she was just, you know, a small child, and she began to pass platinum. This fact was hidden from the production team, and she continued working and working. And whenever she wasn't working, in her very few, you know, stolen moments of leisure, she would stand in her balcony to watch children coming back from school, and never got to wear a school uniform off screen or to even get a proper education. She doesn't put it in words, but it's kind of common knowledge that her mother was a bit abusive, very greedy, controlled her finances, and ruled her career with an iron fist, till one day when Sarika was 21 years old, she left home, slept in her car for almost a week, and began to build her life and finances from scratch. And this information is in the public domain. And this is sadness in her beautiful green eyes when she says in First Act that a child must be given protection and care by parents and on the set, which doesn't really happen very often. And I remember two other child stars, you know, these cute little moppets, Daisy and Honey Rani, who experienced a whole lot of trauma on sets in the 50s and 60s. In fact, a few years back, during the Me Too wave in the film industry, Daisy Rani acknowledged that she was molested when she was just 6 at a film location by a man she would, you know, call uncle. He is dead now, but she made it known that the abuse, not just of female actors but of child stars, is not a myth. In Amazon's First Act, you also see the reasons why children land in such uncomfortable and even dangerous situations. And we see fame-hungry parents pushing cranky little girls in uncomfortable dresses for a photo shoot, you know, forcing them to pout and look into the camera. Not letting a grown daughter get married because of their financial challenges. Not protesting when she's typecast, you know, in crime shows as a victim. We also see a couple blackmailing their 3-year-old son to rattle off his dialogues in front of the camera, even though he's tired and cranky and doesn't want to do it. The show also lays bare why, for some people, show business is possibly the only way out of, you know, poverty. It shows what happens to dreams of stardom when these dreams are dreamt outside the bubble of privilege, you know. So we see a flute seller taking his son every day to the beach to get him to break the Guinness World Record for backflips. And this boy, Apparelli Ansari, does break it with 66 backflips, but there is no applause, no headlines, or flashlights. He continues to leap like a ballet dancer over garbage in his slum, where sunlight doesn't enter dark, damp, squalid holes. And yet when he curls up to sleep, his eyes are alive with dreams. His fingers dance to a tune only he can hear. He has been struggling and auditioning for a life-changing break for 10 years. 10. In an industry where we're supposed to praise and applaud and cheer for the debutants of the Archies, just because they took 2 years to prepare for their dream roles. And then there is this young boy, Ali. Whenever fumbled at an audition, his father would strap him to a chair and beat him up. Yet, he idolizes him, waves to fulfill his dreams. He wants to pay off his parents' debts and inspire other impoverished kids in his neighborhood. And what happens to kids who do get their big break, you know, the biggest one of them all? Remember Azhar, the now forgotten star of the Oscar-winning Danny Boy hit Slumdog Millionaire? Well, he's now recovering from depression and drug addiction, far away from the spotlight. Bollywood mujhe bhool gaya, he says, you know, in the show, with downcast eyes. And his story is a far cry from the fairy tale of Master Sajid, who, if you remember, played the young Sunil Dutt in Mother India. Born in the slums, he was adopted in a way by Mehboob Khan, the director, and his wife. And even sent to the States for higher studies. Unlike him, Azhar had no godfather. Ali, however, the other boy, may just make it big even though he wonders what will happen if he doesn't. So he continues to work hard, to be a better dancer, to do more backflips, to be fitter, and is now even running dance classes to do something more with his life than just wait for fortune to smile at him. I think this story should be made a mandatory watch for star kids who crib about being compared unfairly to their parents. You know, for one, they do not have to put food on the table. Like this young actor we see in the show called Ekta Nathai, who has to do all sorts of uncomfortable scenes in crime shows, you know, in order to support her parents. And star kids, of course, also don't have to worry about how their school fees will be paid. And there's a bittersweet moment in the series where two kids, you know, who work in films in small roles, we see them when their single mother takes them for auditions and also sells kurtis and chutneys to pay for their schooling. These two pretend to be Alia Bhatt and Tiger Shroff in one very, very sweet moment, which also breaks your heart. And they play act as their favorite stars in their imaginary vanity bands and pose for photographs and take selfies with fans who don't exist. And in one wrenching episode, this young boy breaks into tears and says between heaving sobs that he'll never betray his sisters and will one day buy them home of their own. Not all stars in this show are, however, about the inner and outer world of child actors, you know. And are not very moving. In fact, they make you angry. It is infuriating to see ambitious, oblivious parents posing, cajoling, blackmailing their kids to perform, training them like circus animals, and then having the gall to say in front of the camera, "How is this child living? We are investing in our child till he gets something." One mother even quietly and very frankly concedes that she wanted her child to be famous and so she wants him to be a star and was fed up of being just a housewife. Her ambition is to travel the world, you know, at the expense of her kid. And when her child wants to show to the camera an injury that he has sustained on the set, she rushes him aside very coolly. Then there's another couple who, you know, claims that they're fulfilling the ambition of their less than 3-year-old baby by bringing him to Mumbai from Delhi. They want to one day own a home, you know, where the back door will open to ocean vistas, and they take their child to take pictures and selfies in front of Shah Rukh Khan's Mannat. And so you can see, you know, how their mind is ticking and what they want from this little boy. Some of the parents that we see are introspective, but others are just blinded by the prospect of their child fulfilling their unmet need for validation and for money. So yeah, this is not an easy watch, this show, especially if you're a parent, and it lays bare for you just how twisted the pursuit of fame can be and how cruel it is to children who are denied the simple luxury of childhood and the joy of playing with blocks without being interrupted.
The Way We Were, where we revisit the past to understand how the ebb and flow of popular culture shapes the way we are. Only on The Podcaster.